Blog Talk Radio. Amen.
Amen. Can everyone hear me?
Amen.
Okay, I had a problem getting on. I don't know what the heck. The devil is alive. We're going to enjoy noonday prayer in the name of Jesus. I'm going to give everybody a few seconds to get on because they was asking where I'm able to get on. But that devil is alive. God is truly, truly worthy to be praised. Let's give him honor and glory. I do apologize. I was trying to get on. My computer was acting a little flaky, but I'm going to rebuke the devil and call it in the name of Jesus that we are able to praise his name once again. Someone didn't wake you up this morning. Someone didn't wake up last night. Someone didn't wake up yesterday. But to God be the glory. We are all alive and above ground to give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. Paul said, how can we praise you, Lord, if we're dead in our grave? And it's so good to be in the house of the Lord once again to praise his holy name, to give him honor and to give him glory. I don't know about you, but saints, I'm just happy that I am above ground just to be able to have a chance to continue on having a relationship with Daddy. Some people don't know what it is to have a relationship with their father, but I know what it is to have a relationship with my earthly father as well as my heavenly father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of God. I'm just happy and just excited today to know that God has made it where we can come together again as one body of Christ, being able to have communion together, being able to have praise together, being able to communicate together. It's the unity. The Bible says it takes a village to raise one individual. And he said that it takes one to put 10,000 in flight and two to put more than just 10,000, to put 1,000 more to flight. You know, we as Christians, we really have to be bold enough to bring other people to Christ and not be so scared and not wonder what people will think and not wonder what people will say. And I'm just so belated, and I'm just so happy to be in the body and be among the Christian family. I'm just excited as all I can be. Today, I just want to give praise and honor to God the Father, and I just want to let us go into prayer. And whatever, if you have anything that you need to pray about or pray for, it is now time to go ahead and make your petition known to God. The Bible said we have not because we ask not. He said, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. He said, those that don't seek and don't find, don't even ask. And it will not be given. You have to ask God. And even though he may not come when you want him, but you know God is a right on time God. He's never late in giving you your questions or your answers. And sometimes it may be a wait, but that's okay. As long as he said wait, you know there's not a no involved. Amen. Hallelujah. Today I want to pray for Gabby Polosky. You know, her father and her mother has been crying out for them to find the young man that her fiance that killed her. It's so they're thinking. I want to ask God that he bring closure to that situation. The parents are heartbroken because the young lady was only 22 years old. So I'm asking God to go in and rectify that situation, to clear up the situation that they may find the fiance and they may bring closure to this young girl's death. Today I'm also asking for prayer for Sonya Ray, who's still dealing with symptoms battling from COVID. Right now, Father God, we ask that you look down on her right now and heal her heart right now, Father God, and manage to deal with the pain that she's dealing with, Father God. And I ask, Father God, not only do you heal her heart, but heal her lungs right now, Father God, for you know her lungs are severely damaged right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you go and fix those lungs, whatever damage was done, whatever cells were destroyed in her lungs, Father God, we ask that you go ahead and fix it, Father God, and not only fix it, but bring her where she can get off the oxygen right now, Father God. Father God, I'm looking down on Pastor Camilla's young one right now, Father God. We ask that she have a safe transition as she gives birth to her little one right now, Father God. Let the little one come out being able to have the joy of the Lord right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you look down on the individual right now, Father God, who's suffering with arthritis in their back right now, Father God. And it's so severe, Father God, that we ask that you help have someone to come and teach them how to deal with pain management right now, Father God. Not pill management, but pain management right now, Father God. Father God, touch their back, touch that spine right now. Touch that disc that's bulging on the spine right now, Father God. I see that there's this 3 and 4 bulging on the spine right now, Father God. Correct those bulges on the spine right now, Father God. Father God, I see another young lady who's mourning the loss of her mother right now, Father God. Father God, heal her heart right now, Father God. Let her know that she doesn't have to feel like she's alone because you are with her right now, Father God. Let her know that she is not going to mourn her mother, but she's going to rejoice that her mother's in heaven with you right now, Father God. Father God, I see another individual who's trying to finish his high school diploma right now, Father God. Father God, give him the strength and the courage to let him know that he can continue on getting his high school diploma right now, Father God. Father God, let him know that he is not lost from getting his diploma right now, Father God. People are saying that he is not smart enough. Father God, let him know that he's smart enough. He's more than enough to attain his high school diploma right now, Father God. And Father God, give him the resources. Give him people who can help him build his strength, build his mind, build his wisdom to pass the GED right now, Father God. And Father God, not only open the door for him to have his GED, but open the door that he can attain a job behind the GED right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual who's right now looking to advance their self in college right now, as a matter of fact. Father God, they're looking to be a math teacher right now, Father God. Father God, let the board be able to give them their certification as a math teacher right now, Father God. Open the doors of wisdom right now, knowledge and understanding, as you did for Samuel right now, Father God. Give them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that they could become a great math teacher right now, Father God. Let teacher of hope and faith and not a teacher of fear right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, go into our school systems and touch our children right now. Protect them from COVID right now. Touch our teachers right now, Father God. Touch our bus drivers right now, Father God. Let no COVID come near their dwelling. Let no harm come near their dwelling, seen or unseen right now, Father God. Father God, touch our politicians right now. Touch our governor right now, Father God. Work in him right now, Father God, that he know what's right and wrong right now, Father God. Let him not have evil influence around him right now, Father God. Let him make profound decisions and godly decisions right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go by the homeless shelter right now, Father God, and touch every single one of those people in the homeless shelter, Father, right now, Father God. We ask that you also go into the living assistance and the senior citizens home right now, Father God. Protect those individuals who cannot protect themselves right now, Father God. We ask that you cover them from COVID right now as we talk right now, Father God. We ask that you heal their hearts and heal their minds and heal their bodies right now, Father God. We ask that you send out a healing among the land right now, Father God, a healing that would turn everything that was bad to good right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go into the Army, in the Navy, in the Marines, in the Air Force right now, Father God, and touch those people who's working in the government system right now, Father God. Touch those Marines that's out on the ocean right now, Father God, and the Navy as well, Father God. Father God, we even ask that you look into the people that they brought in from Afghanistan right now, Father God. Let them know that we are not their enemy, but we are their friends right now, Father God. Let no harm come from these group of people that feel that they have to kill us on our own land right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look down on the Haitians in Texas. Oh, my God, right now, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Heal their land right now, Father God. I know that there's things that's wicked in their land, but, Father God, you can clean the land right now, Father God. Father God, touch each and every last one of those Haitians right now, Father God, from the young to the oldest right now, Father God, even down to the babies right now, Father God. Let them have smooth transition right now, Father God. Give them food and water and clean clothes right now, Father God. But what we count as lack, Father God, they're yearning for rice and food right now, Father God. They're yearning for clean water, Father. Right now we know, Father, if you can cause manna, which is bread, to rain from heaven and tell a man to strike a rock to give cool water, Father God, we ask that you restore this land with good water right now, Father God, good food right now, Father God. Father, provide them a safe way of living right now, Father God. Father God, not only do it for the Haitians, but do it for the homeless people here in the United States right now, Father God. Father God, give them food for their body right now, Father God. Give them a substance to move on to not being homeless, but being homeless. Owners right now, Father God. Father God, we call on your name and we ask you for these prayers because we know that they can be done right now, Father God. Father God, look on each and every one on noonday prayer line right now, Father God. I ask that you pour out a devil blessing on them right now, Father God. Anoint each and every last one of us right now, Father God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet right now, Father God. Count our time, count our volunteer, count our services as worthy to you now, Father God. Count it in all joy right now, Father God. I ask that a double portion be poured out on each and every last one of us right now, Father God. And Father God, not on just us, but our families as well right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around our families right now, Father God. Let no harm come near our dwelling, seen or unseen right now, Father God. And Father God, not only keep us in a blessing, but keep us in good health, good strength, good mind, good spirits right now, Father God. Father God, yes. Let us go out into the highway and byway and preach the word of God to the lost right now, Father God. But Father God, we know there's many out there that's lost in the land right now, Father God. So Father God, let us be bold soldiers and go out to the highways and byways and teach those that are lost right now, Father God. Let us bring people in into the communion with you right now, Father God. Let us be able to break down the strongholds right now, Father God. Let us be able to heal the hurt and the wounded right now, Father God. Father God, not let us beat them up with the word of God, but let us build them up with the word of God right now, Father God. And Father God, we'll be also humble and also mindful that you are the God of all things. You are the God and the creator. You are the Father that we worship right now, Father God. So we give you all honor and all the glory right now, Father God. Pastor Camilla, come on in, come on in, come on in. Pastor Camilla, come on in, come on in, come on in. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Father
thank
God,
you,
we
Father
give you
God.
You right
thank
now,
you, God.
Lord God, for strength.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen our bodies, Father God, strengthen our minds, our hearts, our souls, and our spirit, Lord God. Father God, show us the ways, Father, that you want us to go, Father, the new transition, the new beginnings that you're moving into each and every one of our lives, Father. Help us to accept the direction that you're taking us, Lord God. Father, give us strength, Father, to make the steps towards the areas that you want us to go in, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch our families, Lord God. Move over our family members, Lord God, our parents, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, our cousins and our friends, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to move over them, Lord God. Give us a fresh word, God, to reach them who are lost, God, who don't know about you, Lord God. Help us, Father, that they will hear you and not see us as being their family, Lord God, that they receive the word of God from you, Lord God. Help them to understand, Father, that we are just your vessels that you use, Lord God, to help us to draw our people back to you, Lord God. So, Father, we pray for our families on today, Lord God. Many are broken, hurt, confused, Lord God. Don't know no way to turn, Father. But help us, Lord God, to reach them, Father God. Father, we calling out on you, Lord God, on today, Lord God, for every situation in our life, Lord God. Father God, where there's lacks, Father, in the families, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to provide, Father. Father, there's a sickness in our family members, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to heal and deliver, Lord God. Father, we pray to you right now on today, Lord God, for those of us, God, who are doing your work, Lord God. The enemy is attacking our body in all kind of ways, Lord God. But, Father, strengthen our bodies, Lord God, every organ in our body, Lord God. Father, strengthen our body that we don't have that, Father, that we could do your work in the right way, God, an effective way, Lord God. Father God, I'm calling to you on this morning, Lord God, when our spirits are heavy, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to lift up our spirits, Lord God, and to help us, God. And Lord God, we continue to be the servants that you have us to be, Lord God. Father, we pray for every pastor, Lord God. Father, we pray for every leader on today, Lord God. The enemy is attacking us hard, Father, because he knows that we are on assignment for you, Lord God. So, Father, we call on you right now, Lord God, to put your warring angels to war on our behalf, Lord God, to encamp themselves all around us, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to block any negative thoughts that are trying to come up in our minds, Lord God, to hinder us, Lord God, from hearing and receiving everything, God, that you have for us, Lord God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch Pastor Ike, Lord God, touch every other pastor, Lord God, around this world, Lord God. Give them a new man set, Lord God, that, Father, they could give the word, Father, that you want to be spoken to your people, Lord God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to humble our spirits, Lord God, change our ways and our thoughts, God, that we could be the ambassadors in chains, God, that are standing on a wall, that are calling out on you, Lord God, that are praying, Father, that you, Lord God, will hear a roar, God, that you will heal the people, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to use us in however way you see fit, Lord God. Allow us to be your willing vessels, Lord God, to speak the word of God, that you want to be spoken over your people, Lord God. We pray for the church, God, more than anything on today, Lord God. We pray that the churches, God, begin to do what they're supposed to do for your people, God, that we will start winning souls back over for you, Lord God, that we would understand that our sisters and brothers are struggling. And, Father God, help us, Lord, to be bold, God, to speak exactly what it is that you give us to speak, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that the word that you give us, God, that it would fall on good ground, Lord God, that it bring forth a great harvest, Lord God, that many souls are being saved, Lord God. Many souls are running back to you, Lord God, calling on you, Lord God, seeking you, Father, with their whole hearts, Father God. Anything in us, Lord God, that you have put in position, Lord, to be leaders, pastors, evangelists, prophets, apostles, Lord God. Father, change our ways, Lord God. Help us, Father, to seek you more, God, and put you first in everything in our life, Lord God. Father, help us to understand, Father, that we are bearing the cross, God, and that we have to walk and carry it, Lord God, that some days it's not going to be a good day, Lord God, but we have to continue to follow you, continue to serve you, Lord God, to continue to worship you, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to touch, Father, everything around us, God, anything around us, God, that is not like you, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to remove it, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any attacks that the enemy is trying to make us stop and back up off what we're supposed to do, God, we ask you, Father God, to change, God, to shift, to move, Lord God. Father, give us patience, God, to stand our ground and not give us, Father. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to touch us, Father God. Father God, I'm calling on you on this morning, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would heal those, God, who are on this line, Lord God. Father, many are dealing with all kind of health issues and sickness, Lord God. We're dealing with all kind of anxieties, depression, low self-esteem, Lord God. We're dealing with so much, Lord God. But Father, we know you, God. You say by the blood of Jesus, God, we are healed and delivered, Lord God. And Father, I pray a prayer on this morning, Father, that you're bless Pastor Sandra, God. Give her a hundredfold return for all that she poured out on this morning in the prayer, God. We pray for Sister Angela on the line, Lord God, who in agreement in the prayer with us, Lord God. We pray for all of those, God, who are praying with us on today, Lord God. We pray, God, that, Father God, you will reach them in areas, God, that they need to be reached, Lord God, that they could be anywhere else, but they choose to be here, Lord God, praying and humbling ourselves before you, Lord God, so you, Father, could heal this land, Father. You are our shepherd, Father. You say we shall not want. Father, you're the light of our salvation, God. You say in your word, God, that is nothing or nobody that we should fear, God. We thank you, God, that even in your word, Lord God, you say, God, that no weapon and formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are conquerors, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, that we are your greatest creation, God, that you have ever made, Lord God. You say, God, that you're closer to those of us, God, who are brokenhearted and crushed in spirit. Father, we are here on today, God, calling on you, Lord God. We're here on today, Lord God, just crying out to you, Father, that you, Lord God, would heal our people around us, Lord God. Heal our brothers, our mothers, our siblings, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God. We don't want to see not one of them perishing and not knowing who you are in their life, Lord God. Father, you know our hearts, Father. You know the love that we have for our family, Lord God. Some of them not always good to us, Lord God. But, Father, you tell us to love in spite of what they feel and how they may be about us, Lord God. So help us to love those, God, who don't love us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to forgive those, God, who won't forgive us, Lord God. And help us, Father, most of all, to love ourselves, God, and to forgive ourselves, Lord, the things that we have done, God, that we don't think that, God, that you have forgiven us for. But, Father, help us to forgive ourselves, to know, God, that you are there for us, that you sent your son, Father, that we can have a second chance, God, to get our lives together, to get it in order, Lord God, that you don't want to see us destroyed, Lord God. Help us, Father, to trust in you, Father, to build our faith with you, Lord God, to draw closer to you, Lord God, and not away from you, Lord God. Father, we thank you on today, God. We thank you, Father, for this day. Father, even as Pastor said, Lord God, many did not wake up this morning, Lord God, but you woke us up this morning, God. So, Father, we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for another day added to our life, Lord God. We thank you, God, that when the enemy is trying to keep us down, God, in our praise, God, is the joy comes back, Lord God. The peace come back, Lord God. We thank you, Father. Any chaos and confusion that is going on around us in our homes with our family, Lord God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy on today, Lord God. We ask that peace will come around us, Lord God, our families, our situations, even in our bodies, Lord God, and our souls, yes, our minds, yes, and our spirit, Lord God. You say, Father, Father. We have power in our mouth, Lord God, to speak blessings over our life, Father. And on today, God, we decree and declare, Father, that joy is for us, Lord God. Happiness and peace, Lord God. Healing in our body, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. Father, I thank you, God, that even this morning, Lord God, I had hard heaviness in my chest where my chest was jumping, Lord God. But Father, I thank you, God, that even in this prayer, Lord God, Father, you're moving over my body, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that devil, you are a liar. God is not ready for me yet. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father, Lord God. I thank you, God, because, God, you are so amazing, God. You always remind me, God, of who you are, Lord God. For anyone else that is on this line, Lord God, whatever they may be going through, Lord God, allow them to know, God, that you are there, God, that you are a healer, provider, keeper, protector. You're everything in our life, Lord God, that when we call on you in our prayer and our worship, God, you're there in the midst, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, on today. I thank you, God. Yes, God. You are so amazing, God. All weekend, devil, you've been trying to come at me. All weekend, devil, you've been trying to attack me. But, Father God, I thank you, God, that you were here on this front line, ready, Father, to release everything that you've been trying to put up on my body. I can't
surrender.
Devil off me.
Yes,
I ask you, Lord God, to send it back to the pits of hell. God, return, God, that we all shall live and not die, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are amazing, God. Thank you, Father, for moving and touching, Lord God. Bless you, Lord God. Bless us. Bless all of those on this line, God, that call in diligently, that are seeking you, Lord God. I pray for the wives and brother wives, Lord God, that you would touch their families, Lord God. Father God, that you would heal them, Lord God. Father, just pour down your blessings on each and every one of us, Lord God, that are calling on you, Father. You know, God, everything in our minds that is concerning us, Father. You already know everything, God, that is going on with us, God. You know what we're dealing with, God, before we, you already know what is going to happen before it happened, Lord God. So, Father, we ask you to move, God, lead and guide us in a way, God, that you want us to go, Father. Help us, Lord God, whatever it is, God, that is hindering us, Lord God. Take it away on today, Lord God, so we can praise you and get on our knees and call on you.
Hallelujah.
We don't hear the report,
thank
God.
You,
we
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
yes,
Lord God,
Lord,
that you can hear us, Father.
Thank you,
God, for this day, Lord God. I praise you, God. I thank you, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah. I thank
hallelujah.
You, God. Yes,
hallelujah.
God, for
praise
God. Hallelujah,
yes,
God, you're worthy
hallelujah.
Of our praise on today.
Yes,
hallelujah, God, we
hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Yes, God, hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
God. Yes. God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Just reverence him right now. Just reverence him right now. Just reverence him. Just reverence him. Father God, you know how. Just reverence him right now. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I ask each and every saint, please, tonight, come back on Bible study. Since we do this once a week, but we really should be praying to God every day. There's a young lady on this. There's a young lady on this line. Besides Pastor Camilla, I find her such a joy and a role model. Sister Angela, you are blessed going in and you are blessed coming out. God said he's going to enlarge your territories. He's gonna mount you up like the wind and the eagle's wings. He said that he's going to bless you. I don't know what kind of blessing you're getting ready to come into, young lady, but you're getting ready to come into a good solid blessing. The blessing's gonna come where people are not gonna know how you attained it or how you came about getting it. God. It's going to bless you, young lady. I can see your blessing. I can feel your blessing, Sister Angela, because of your prayer. You are a prayer warrior. Your prayer life has opened God's eyes and ears, and he's listening, and he's watching you, and he's sitting in heaven saying, is that my faithful, good servant down there? Is that my angel down there? Is that Angela down there? Young lady, God told me to let you know that he has saw your petition. He has heard your prayer, and you're getting ready. Just get ready for the blessing. Just get ready to receive the blessing. Amen, amen. Each and every day, we need to be on our knees. Why? Because 2 Timothy tells us in chapter 3 that in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves in place of lovers of God. They will be boastful. They will be evil. They will be self-centered. They will think of vile things in their mind. And we see that now and day. It even said the very elect, he had to shorten the days for the very elect. If he didn't, we would not be able to bear the days. Saints, we are actually going into the last days, and now is not the time to turn your hand away from God. So I ask each and every last one of us to please return tonight to Bible study, midweek study at 9 o'clock, because I promise you something's going to be said, something's going to be heard, something's going to be given, freely received. And I promise you that there's going to be something that's going to be demonstrated that's going to help us stay in the hand of God. Amen, amen, amen. Sister Angela, do you have anything that you want to petition for in prayer today, my dear?
Well, Pastor Sandra, I just want to thank you for that prayer and that blessing that you just spoke over me and over everyone. And Pastor Carmela, thank you so much for that prayer. I mean, you are so mighty. The both of you are so mighty in prayer, in God's word. And I sit here and I pray with you and I listen, and I'm just in awe of the anointing that's on you. And I just, in the spirit, the Holy Spirit that falls on you. And I'm just so grateful to be in God's presence this morning and to be in your presence and to have some of that anointing just trickle down on me. I've been so blessed since I've been a part of this ministry, and just and so blessed by your friendship, so blessed by your word and your encouragement. And I'm pretty sure everybody else on this line has been blessed by you as well. And I'm just so grateful this morning. I'm just grateful to God that, you know, that I'm here and that I'm here and that, you know, there's still the breath of life in me and my family. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. And so I just want to say praise God, and I will continue to be in prayer for you and everybody that's listening in, and for others, and just thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory. Like I said, Saint, if there's anybody who wants to jump in and say, Pastor Camilla, Pastor Sandra, I need prayer, now is the time. You know, we're it's not about us. It's about everybody. It's not about one person or one pastor. You know, even if I was just that good Samaritan, it's not about us. It's about the body of Christ. It's about all of God's children. It's about everybody who believes that the Lord is their Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's about the unity of God. And so, saints, I beg everyone, if you're online tonight, please come back. I mean, if you're online now, please come back tonight. It's just amazing how we learn so much when we take part in God's timing and we take part in God's offering the gospel free. You know, some people are not able to get the gospel for free. As a matter of fact, some people can't even openly, publicly saying that they're attending midweek services because why? They will be killed. Some places are not allowing the word of God to be free. So let us take advantage of the gospel and learning what God requires of us. And so I ask that everyone please come back on Restoration tonight at 9 o'clock. I am looking forward. I can't wait. Listen, I hope the time fly by because I can't wait to get in midweek service. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'd be like, okay, let's do it. Let's pop in. This on. I even tell myself, turn the TV down. Go on the other part of the house because I got to get it in. I got to get it in when I can get it in. Amen. So I'll play with it. I'd be trying to get everything. Look, I know Daddy looked down for him and said, that's a greedy child down here because I'd be trying to get it all. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So this ends our noonday prayer. I ask that everybody return tonight at Restoration. Pastor Camilla has got a word for us. To God be the glory. I thank God for her. And, I thought I'd be serving some soul food. And Sister Angie, she be giving us the neck bones with the meat falling off. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, she better bring it tonight too, because I'm ready for it.
Yes, Lord, because I'm looking to get full tonight. Amen. I will be greedy, a glutton. I will be a glutton tonight. Praise God. So I ask everybody to come on into the dinner table with your napkin on and everything. You know, just get your iced tea and sit back, because she's gonna give you some food tonight. Amen. Amen. So we will meet again tonight at 9 o'clock. And I ask that God bless each and every last one of you. This in our noonday prayer. And I ask that each and every last one of you be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I will see our God tonight. Amen. Amen.
God bless everyone.
God bless. God bless. God bless.